Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. On Saturday, December 14th, Catskill Jazz Factory presents Dan Tepfer Natural Machines at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York. Pianist composer Dan Tepfer is the recipient of the Charles Ives Fellowship from the American Academy of Arts and Letters and a McDowell Colony Fellow. Born in France to American parents, Tepfer received a bachelor's degree in astrophysics from the University of Edinburgh and a master's degree in jazz piano performance from New England Conservatory in Boston. He's performed to great acclaim all over the world. He joins us now to tell us about his latest project, Natural Machines. Dan Tepfer, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me about, and I'm sure you're used to attempting to explain this to people, about Natural Machines, about what it is, this new musical thing you've created.
Well, thanks for asking. Natural Machines, I called it Natural Machines because I have this idea that music, or at least a lot of the music I love, lives at the intersection of algorithmic and the spiritual. And what that means is that music is a little bit like a building. If you want a building to stand up, it needs to have good structure, and it needs to know about gravity and materials, and it needs to know how to keep things standing over time. And so a building needs structural engineers, and it also needs architects and interior designers and people who make aesthetic decisions about what goes on top of the bones, what covers the bones, what the skin is. And music is really similar in many ways. If you look at the music of Bach, for example, who's a huge inspiration to me, there are all these rules, like the rules of counterpoint, but also the rules of fugue or the rules of canon, that support his music. And they're like logical, kind of mathematical rules. And then at the same time, those rules leave sufficient degrees of freedom for him to express his emotions and his intuition and his spirituality. And I think there's just like so much gold to be found at that intersection. So Natural Machines is a project where I've written computer programs that improvise with me in real time. They respond to what I'm improvising at the piano in real time. And they also generate graphics. They generate in real time a visual representation of the music as it's happening.
I watched your Tiny Desk concert, and I watched some of the, you did the Natural Machines album as an audio album and as a visual album on YouTube. It's extremely interesting and beautiful. But let's try to explain it even more for people who haven't had a chance to watch those things yet. You, instead of naming a piece of music, because the music is improvised, you name sort of the program you'll run with that improvisation. You decide the way a specific piece will work. Could you maybe tell us about one of them?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is, you know, a lot of the time when you write music, you decide on the actual content of the music, right? You might decide that, okay, this is going to be a melody that goes da 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 da. Like, I've decided that those are going to be the notes of a part of the melody, right? But instead of doing that, I might make a decision about how a piece works. I might say, in this piece, when one voice does ba 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 ba, then another voice is going to echo that first voice a little bit later, but going the opposite direction. It might go ba 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 ba. Okay, so that would be what we call an inverted canon, and Bach wrote inverted canons. But so that could be a decision about the way that piece will work. Another decision about a way that piece will work, like track 11 on the Natural Machines video album, is called Fractal Tree. And in that piece, I'm taking a tree fractal, which is this beautiful mathematical object, and kind of putting it through its paces. And as it's evolving, turning each one of the data points on this tree into music, into a note of music. And so really what that piece is about, it's about hearing the tree fractal. But in terms of how the tree evolves or in terms of exactly how the conversion to music is done, that could be different every time, but the underlying process, this idea of turning the tree fractal into music, is going to be the same.
For the computer programs you've created, have you done something that no one has done before? Working with your music, the special piano that you have, and the computer programs you've built, are you the first person who's ever done anything like this?
I definitely would not say that I'm the first person who's ever done anything like this. I mean, there are pioneers, for example, in the field of writing computer programs that will improvise in real time with musicians, such as George Lewis. He's a jazz musician who teaches at Columbia. And there are also people who've made visualizations of music for a long time. People used to make them by hand. There was somebody who did these beautiful hand-drawn animations of some of the Glenn Gould recordings of the Goldberg Variations. Mm-hmm. There's a man named Stephen Malinowski who has a YouTube channel where he's made visualizations of a lot of classical music pieces that are really beautiful. So there's there definitely has been, you know, interest in and work in these areas for quite some time. I think what's a little bit different about my project and maybe is new is a few things. First of all, I'm an experienced performer. I've been, you know, performing music all over the world for most of my life. And I'm also writing every line of code in these programs that I've made. I like to tell my audience that the code that I've written is just as creative and just as personal as any of the music I'm making. It's all very much handmade and every decision is my own. And so I'm one artist doing all of these things simultaneously. The other thing is that everything's real time. Mm-hmm. So nothing's pre-planned. And that's actually relatively unusual. For example, Stephen Malinowski's visualizations that I was just talking about. And by the way, he, made visualizations for Björk's album Volnicura. They're all pre-made. He does them from a score. And so one of the challenges I faced was to really bring free improvisation into the game and make everything happen in real time. So I think there's something new there in doing all of these things from the creative perspective of one artist. And then there's also the fact that I'm using the Yamaha Discclavier, which is a fully acoustic piano that also has the ability to play all by itself. So it's a player piano. It's a modern player piano. So in my project Natural Machines, all the sound that the computer is making to interact with what I'm playing is actually acoustic sound. It's actually the computer is playing the piano, and it's the same piano that I'm playing. So that's quite unusual. You know, most of the time when people interact with computers, the computer is making an artificial sound using, you know, a sampled sound or a synthesized sound. And that to me is one of the really special things about this project, is that the computer and I are creating the same acoustic sound.
The Yamaha Discclavier, do you have to program it specifically to do this thing that you are asking it to do with you?
So actually the Yamaha Discclavier is only an instrument. All it's doing is that when I play it, it's sending commands in real time to my computer, mm-hmm. saying, Dan just played this note at this loud. That's basically it. And then he released the note at this moment. And then on my computer, I'm running these programs I've written,
right,
that take those inputs from what I'm improvising and immediately make decisions about what to send back out to the piano for it to play in response. So all the brains are in my computer. The Discclavier is the instrument.
Catskill Jazz Factory will present you playing Natural Machines at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York on Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m. How do you decide, or do you decide ahead of time, which Natural Machines programs, songs you will perform, or do you play it through in the order that you recorded it?
Yeah, that's a great question, because each one of these 11 algorithms that I've written, and there are others also that are not on the album, is kind of challenging and fun in its own way. And basically what I try to do when I perform this project, like I just performed it in London, is to try to engage with each one of these algorithms in as fresh a way as I possibly can. I guess it's maybe similar to if you're playing music with another person, and maybe you've been playing for many years as a duo or something like that, you still have to engage with them every time you play as if you'd almost never played before. You know, it's like what you have to avoid at all costs is the thing that sometimes happens in married couples that have been together for a long time, where they kind of cease to really listen to each other the way they did at first. And so when I'm performing Natural Machines, I have to be listening to what the computer does as if I'd never heard it before. And so in some ways, it doesn't really make that much difference what order the algorithms are in, or particularly which ones I choose to use and which ones I don't. I like to say this about these algorithms. It's not so much about the algorithm itself. It's about what it draws out of me. It's about putting a constraint, almost like the rules of a game, or the rules of chess, or the rules of playing tennis, on a person and seeing how they surprise themselves in response.
Do you have different ones of your programs, of your songs, that you respond to differently given your mood on different days? Do you enjoy engaging with different programs differently depending on where you are or how you're feeling?
That's a great question. I think one of the beautiful things about this idea of a piece being about a process rather than the actual notes is that ultimately you can really bring whatever you're feeling in that moment to it. You know, so if you take something like the idea of a canon, right, which is this really ancient musical idea that's really very simple. It's like a first voice does something and then the second voice repeats that something a little later, and sometimes in a transformed way, or it could just be identical. That all that is a canon, right? Like a round. Mm-hmm. If you take that idea, it's such a fundamental, just kind of structural idea that it's agnostic about style or even about mood, you know? So I could be engaging with that algorithm, with that rule, in a completely different way from an emotional standpoint every time. So that's one of the things I really like about this project, is that I can just bring however I'm feeling to it every time. And you know, I wanted to say something, which is that you asked earlier if it would be fair to say that what I'm doing here has never been done before. Mm-hmm. There's one aspect of it that, as far as I know, has truly never been done before. And that's a very new aspect of this project that I've just been trying out for the first time these last 2 months, and it's a virtual reality aspect. And I'm going to be doing that in Hudson at the Hudson Opera House on December 14th. So the audience members, when they come to my show, everyone's going to receive a Google Cardboard, which is this device that you slip your cell phone into, and that turns your cell phone into a virtual reality device. Mm-hmm. And then in real time, as I'm improvising, I'm going to be sending data to each one of those phones in real time. And on your phone, you download an app I wrote that'll take that data and show the notes I'm playing as objects in this virtual reality 3D environment. And you can actually be inside the music and look around you. You can look like towards where the bass is happening, or towards where the treble is happening, or you can look towards like the present in terms of the newest notes, or you can look behind you and that's like the past as the notes are coming by you. And as far as I know, no one has done real-time virtual reality visualizations of music. So I'm pretty excited about that, and it's super new, and I'm really glad that we're going to be able to try that out in Hudson.
Are the visualizations in the VR experience similar to the ones that you've had projected or on a monitor?
They're similar in concept, in the sense that they're like a really faithful representation of the music, where each note I play is represented as an object in this 3D world. But in the details of how it all looks, it's actually pretty different.
Is there a specific type of venue that wouldn't work for your music, or can you can you make Natural Machines fit any space that you've tried to fit it in so far?
Well, one of the big challenges with Natural Machines is that we need to bring in this special piano, this Yamaha, this clavier.
Of course, right.
In Hudson, we're actually bringing a piano all the way up from New York City and then bringing it back down after the concert. And it's like, it's really an intense project to pull off because you need a special piano. You also need a big screen, as big as possible. I'm going to be bringing all these Google Cardboard virtual reality viewers up from New York City. So basically, it's almost less about the venue being a certain way, although it certainly helps to have like as big a screen as possible. And I think the Hudson Opera House space is going to be spectacular in that way. It's almost less about that and more about working with a presenter who's really enthusiastic about this project and who's willing to spend a lot of time working out how to get the piano there and all these other logistical problems that might come up.
Catskill Jazz Factory presents Dan Tepfer Natural Machines at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York on Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m. Dan, thank you very much for telling us about this incredible and innovative piece, and have a wonderful time in Hudson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Once again, Catskill Jazz Factory presents Dan Tepfer, Natural Machines, at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York, on Saturday, December 14th at 7 p.m. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.